Today is the 10th day of January. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you as we greet a brand new week. A shiny, sparkly new week that we are entering into as we continue to move into this brand new year that we have together. So it is wonderful. We are falling into a rhythm. And it is a meaningful one. Every day we come around the global campfire together as a community and hear the word of God spoken over us. And then it becomes a part of who we are. It becomes a part of the soil, the fabric of our lives. And it yields a crop. We're planting seeds right now that are going to come up. And it will be the fruit of the Spirit. Like, it will be good in our lives. It will be perspective and context in our lives. And so we got a good thing going here. And let's dive into our next week together. We'll read from the New Living Translation this week, and we'll pick up where we left off yesterday. Genesis chapter 23, verse 1 through 24, verse 51. When Sarah was 127 years old, she died at Kiriath Arba, now called Hebron, in the land of Canaan. There Abraham mourned and wept for her. Then, leaving her body, he said to the Hittite elders, "Here I am, a stranger and a foreigner among you. Please sell me a piece of land so I can give my wife a proper burial." The Hittites replied to Abraham, "Listen, my lord, you are an honored prince among us. Choose the finest of our tombs and bury her there. No one here will refuse to help you in this way." Then Abraham bowed low before the Hittites and said, "Since you are willing to help me in this way, be so kind as to ask Ephron, son of Zohar, to let me buy his cave at Machpelah, down at the end of his field. I will pay the full price in the presence of witnesses, so I will have a permanent burial place for my family." Ephron was sitting there among the others, and he answered Abraham as the others listened, speaking publicly before all the Hittite elders of the town. "No, my lord," he said to Abraham, "please listen to me. I will give you the field and the cave. Here in the presence of my people, I give it to you. Go and bury your dead." Abraham again bowed low before the citizens of the land, and he replied to Ephron as everyone listened, "No, listen to me. I will buy it from you. Let me pay the full price for the field so I can bury my dead there." Ephron answered Abraham, "My lord, please listen to me. The land is worth 400 pieces of silver, but what is that between friends? Go ahead and bury your dead." So Abraham agreed to Ephron's price and paid the amount he had suggested, 400 pieces of silver, weighed according to the market standard. The Hittite elders witnessed the transaction. So Abraham bought the plot of land belonging to Ephron at Machpelah near Mamre. This included the field itself, the cave that was in it, and all the surrounding trees. It was transferred to Abraham as his permanent possession in the presence of the Hittite elders at the city gates. Then Abraham buried his wife, Sarah, there in Canaan, in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre, also called Hebron. So the field and the cave were transferred from the Hittites to Abraham for use as a permanent burial place. Abraham was now a very old man, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. One day, Abraham said to his oldest servant, the man in charge of his household, "Take an oath by putting your hand under my thigh. Swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, that you will not allow my son to marry one of these local Canaanite women. Go instead to my homeland, to my relatives, and find a wife there for my son Isaac." The servant asked, "But what if I can't find a young woman who is willing to travel so far from home? Should I then take Isaac there to live among your relatives in the land you came from?" "No," Abraham responded. "Be careful never to take my son there. For the Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and my native land, solemnly promised to give this land to my descendants. He will send his angel ahead of you, and he will see to it that you find a wife there for my son. If she is unwilling to come back with you, then you are free from this oath of mine. But under no circumstances are you to take my son there." So the servant took an oath by putting his hand under the thigh of his master, Abraham. He swore to follow Abraham's instructions. Then he loaded 10 of Abraham's camels with all kinds of expensive gifts from his master, and he traveled to distant Aram, Naharaim. There he went to the town where Abraham's brother, Nahor, had settled. He made the camels kneel beside a well just outside the town. It was evening, and the women were coming out to draw water. "O Lord, God of my master Abraham," he prayed, "please give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham. See, I am standing here beside this spring, and the young women of the town are coming out to draw water. This is my request. I will ask one of them, 'Please give me a drink from your jug.' If she says, 'Yes, have a drink, and I will water your camels too,' let her be the one you have selected as Isaac's wife. This is how I will know that you have shown unfailing love to my master." Before he had finished praying, he saw a young woman named Rebecca coming out with her water jug on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, who was the son of Abraham's brother, Nahor, and his wife, Milcah. Rebecca was very beautiful and old enough to be married, but she was still a virgin. She went down to the spring, filled her jug, and came up again. Running over to her, the servant said, "Please give me a little drink of water from your jug." "Yes, my lord," she answered. "Have a drink." And she quickly lowered her jug from her shoulder and gave him a drink. When she had given him a drink, she said, "I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have had enough to drink." So she quickly emptied her jug into the watering trough and ran back to the well to draw water for all his camels. The servant watched her in silence, wondering whether or not the Lord had given him success in his mission. Then at last, when the camels had finished drinking, he took out a gold ring for her nose and 2 large gold bracelets for her wrists. "Whose daughter are you?" he asked. "And please tell me, would your father have any room to put us up for the night?" "I am the daughter of Bethuel," she replied. "My grandparents are Nahor and Milcah. Yes, we have plenty of straw and feed for the camels, and we have room for guests." The man bowed low and worshiped the Lord. "Praise the Lord, the God of my master Abraham," he said. "The Lord has shown unfailing love and faithfulness to my master, for he has led me straight to my master's relatives." The young woman ran home to tell her family everything that had happened. Now Rebecca had a brother named Laban, who ran out to meet the man at the spring. He had seen the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrists and had heard Rebecca tell what the man had said. So he rushed out to the spring where the man was still standing beside his camels. Laban said to him, "Come and stay with us, you who are blessed by the Lord. Why are you standing here outside the town when I have a room already for you and a place prepared for the camels?" So the man went home with Laban. And Laban unloaded the camels, gave him straw for their bedding, fed them, and provided water for the man and the camel drivers to wash their feet. Then food was served. But Abraham's servant said, "I don't want to eat until I have told you why I have come." "All right," Laban said, "tell us." "I am Abraham's servant," he explained, "and the Lord has greatly blessed my master. He has become a wealthy man. The Lord has given him flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, a fortune in silver and gold, and many male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. When Sarah, my master's wife, was very old, she gave birth to my master's son. And my master has given him everything he owns. And my master made me take an oath. He said, 'Do not allow my son to marry one of these local Canaanite women. Go instead to my father's house, to my relatives, and find a wife there for my son.' But I said to my master, 'What if I can't find a young woman who is willing to go back with me?' He responded, 'The Lord, in whose presence I have lived, will send his angel with you and will make your mission successful. Yes, you must find a wife for my son from among my relatives, from my father's family. Then you will have fulfilled your obligation. But if you go to my relatives and they refuse to let her go with you, you will be free from my oath.' So today, when I came to the spring, I prayed this prayer: 'O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please give me success on this mission. See, I am standing here beside this spring. This is my request. When a young woman comes to draw water, I will say to her, "Please give me a little drink of water from your jug." If she says, 'Yes, have a drink, and I will draw water for your camels too,' let her be the one you have selected to be the wife of my master's son." Before I had finished praying in my heart, I saw Rebecca coming out with her water jug on her shoulder. She went down to the spring and drew water. So I said to her, "Please give me a drink." She quickly lowered her jug from her shoulder and said, "Yes, have a drink, and I will water your camels too." So I drank, and then she watered the camels. Then I asked, "Whose daughter are you?" She replied, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, and my grandparents are Nahor and Milcah." So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrists. Then I bowed low and worshipped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master, Abraham, because he had led me straight to my master's niece to be his son's wife. So tell me, will you or won't you show unfailing love and faithfulness to my master? Please tell me yes or no, and then I'll know what to do next." Then Laban and Bethuel replied, "The Lord has obviously brought you here, so there is nothing we can say. Here is Rebecca. Take her and go. Yes, let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has directed." Matthew 8:1-17. Large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly, a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. "Lord," the man said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus said to him, "Don't tell anyone about this. Instead, go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed." When Jesus returned to Capernaum, A Roman officer came and pleaded with him, "Lord, my young servant lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain." Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." But the officer said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say go and they go, or come and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, he said, "I tell you the truth, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel. And I tell you this, that many Gentiles will come from all over the world, from east and west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. But many Israelites, those for whom the kingdom was prepared, will be thrown into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said to the Roman officer, "Go back home. Because you believed, it has happened." And the young servant was healed at that same hour. When Jesus arrived at Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. But when Jesus touched her hand, the fever left her. And she got up and prepared a meal for him. That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed all the sick. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, "He took our sicknesses and removed our diseases." Psalm 9:13-20. "Lord, have mercy on me. See how my enemies torment me. Snatch me back from the jaws of death. Save me so I can praise you publicly at Jerusalem's gates, so I can rejoice that you have rescued me. The nations have fallen into the pit they dug for others. Their own feet have been caught in the trap they set. The Lord is known for his justice. The wicked are trapped by their own deeds. The wicked will go down to the grave. This is the fate of all the nations who ignore God. But the needy will not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor will not always be crushed. Arise, O Lord. Do not let mere mortals defy you. Judge the nations. Make them tremble in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know they are merely human." Proverbs 3:1-6. "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for bringing us into this brand new week. We thank you for what wisdom has told us today, that we should trust you with our whole hearts. That's all of us that we should trust you with who we are and not depend on what we think we know, not depend on our own understanding. We should seek your will in all that we're doing. And you will show us which path to take, because we will be walking with you at this point, and you will be pointing out the beauty of life together with you. You know all of the hidden vistas. You know all of the secret lookouts. You know all of the cool places of life. And you have invited us to walk through life with you, the Most High God. And so often we're just so busy trying to appease our fellow human beings and get some sort of identity from them, when you have invited us into an adventure. So come, Holy Spirit, help us. This begins by trusting you with everything and not thinking that we're going to figure it all out, but knowing that you know it all. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is the website. It's home base. It's where you find out what's going on around here. Of course, for using the Daily Audio Bible app, you can access pretty much all of this as well using the app. But this is where we get connected. This is where we stay connected. This is home base. It's the home of the global campfire. It's, we're a virtual community. We are far flung. We are all over the earth. And so this is the place that we can come back together and be together. So be aware of that and check it out. Check out the community section, either via the app or the website. And that's where the prayer wall lives. There's always someone to pray for. Always. And there are always people praying. So you can always reach out for prayer. So be aware of that. And yeah, pray for each other. That's what we do here. It's one of the distinctives. Some of the beautiful things that we do here is just accept people where they are on their journey. And no matter where they've been or how this is all going to play out, we're willing to accept each other where we are on the journey right now, knowing that everybody's in process. None of us have reached perfection. And just to accept each other where we are and be willing to walk the path and pray for one another and encourage one another. We're very, very good at that here. Maybe better than anywhere I have ever seen. In fact, not maybe. Better than anywhere I've ever seen. And so we love one another well. And there are places like the prayer wall to always have a place to reach. So be aware of that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. Thank you. I thank you profoundly. If what's happening here, God's word spoken, read fresh every day and given into the world, and community built around that rhythm, encouragement and prayer for one another. If this brings life to you, then thank you for being life-giving. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible friends. This is Chamberlain calling from... First of all, I just wanted to welcome any new listeners, and just wanted to know that I've been wanted you to know that I've been praying for you for this new year, that you would be truly blessed by this podcast, as we all are that listen. Along the way, you will find that people share wonderful manifestations of the way that this podcast has changed their lives. And so I pray that that is your case. I pray truly that you are blessed and your relationship with God grows so much deeper this year than you can ever imagine. Second thing is I just heard Hope call in from the Heartland, and I just love her prayer. And Hope, I heard about your mom, and I wanted to offer my condolences. But I just so appreciate the blessing that you gave of your perspective on her passing. And I often think about what heaven will be like, because none of us have seen each other for the most part. I guess at the Moore Gathering and things like that, we've seen each other's faces, but to a large extent, most of us haven't met or seen each other's faces. But guess what? In heaven, we're going to know each other, and we're going to know Hope's mom. And as I'm driving to work on this beautiful, beautiful January morning, I'm just in awe of the beauty that God has given us on this side of heaven. We had a nor'easter last night and dropped quite a bit of snow, and it was a powerful storm. And the clouds are low over the town as I drive in, and the sagebrush is covered in snow, and it just rained.
Hi, Dabber family. This is Tanya with a J in South Florida, and I am so excited. It is January 5th of 2021, and I did it. I did it. I did it. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill and China. God bless you with your baby girl. I actually did the Bible in a year. And to anyone who thinks you can't do it, just listen. And if you forget a week or a day, I actually almost forgot a month because I just was busy with life. But I caught up. And today I finished the Bible in a year. And I can't wait. I'm already started January with everybody. I am just so happy to be around the campfire, and we really are family here. And I did the Bible for my first time in my whole life in a year. I'm so excited, and even my hubby is getting excited. And you know, let's pray to get him listening to this every day as well. And I'm just, I love the way, Brian, that you explain what you're going to say. And then you read the scriptures, and then you talk afterwards. It's very educational. I can't wait. This is my second year, and I'm going nowhere. Stick to it, everyone. Stick to it. If you fall behind, listen to two or three. I mean, lately, I've been listening to 10 a day because I was behind in November, in December. And, oh, I'm just so happy. It's an accomplishment. It was my goal I wanted last year, and I reached it. Thank you very much. I love everyone, and I love listening to you all, and I pray with you all when you pray. I'm just so happy, and I'm crying. How stupid. Anyway, so have a lovely day, and you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. This is Tanya with the Jane. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Daniel in Arizona. Good morning, family. It is the 6th of January. I'm driving into work, and I just felt overly compelled by the Holy Spirit to reach out, and I'm sorry if I butcher your name. I do have some hearing problems. So, Synab in London. I heard you call your first call into the Daily Audio Bible, and I just want to let you know, welcome to this great and wonderful community where we can come together and learn more about Jesus, about the Bible, and how great it is to be in community with each other, but with our great Savior. Welcome, and I'm just praying for you. My heart goes out to you, and I know that you were saying that you come from a Muslim background, and from a lot of stories and that I've read and people that I met, there can be some great rejection. And I just wanted to welcome you with open arms, and that we will be continuing, that I encourage everyone in this community to be praying for our friend here, and just encouragement and love. And I just felt so compelled by the Holy Spirit to reach out to you and let you know that this is just a wonderful place to be, and that we can walk in the freedom of Jesus. And thank you for reaching out, and may the Lord bless you, and then may He keep you, and as we journey together in 2021.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. Hallelujah to God, and grace and peace be to all of you. I am calling in this morning for our sister Zainab from London, to welcome you, sister, to this community, and just tell you that it's going to be a fantastic journey, to encourage you and to lift you up and let you know that you will be well loved here. Zainab, I encourage you to continue in this journey, to be faithful to it, to God's word, and faithful to the prayer and the prayers of your community. We love you. We encourage you. We look forward to hearing from you, Zainab. So, blessings to you all.
Good morning, DAB family. It's January 6th, and this is Amazed by Grace, Sally in Massachusetts. Just wanting to wish you all a wonderful, blessed new year as we walk in the Lord together. And I was just so blessed by our Christmas party. So good to hear all of your encouragements, and just thankful that I can be part of this body, part of this ministry. And today, as Brian was introducing the reading, he mentioned how important it is for us to grow in awareness of God's presence and our dependence on Him. And that just really struck me, because that is so true, how much we need to be aware. God is always with us. He will never forsake us. And we are so dependent on His love and grace and His Spirit to guide us. So thank you for that reminder, Brian. And I am thankful that we have this ministry of the Daily Audio Bible to encourage and to support each other. Isn't it wonderful that God made us a body that can support and encourage each other? So I pray for each of us as we go into the new year that we will grow in our awareness of God's wonderful, loving presence and our total dependence upon Him. And I'm thankful for the call from our sister in London, who is a recent Muslim convert. We do support you and we do love you, and we are so thankful that you've joined us. We pray for you to grow in your walk with God along with us as we each need to grow. And again, thank you for all those, Brian, Jill, who make this ministry possible, and each one who puts a log on the fire. Thank you, and thank you, God.
Hey, guys. I actually just found the Daily Audio Bible app this year. One of my things for the new year was that I wanted to actually read my whole Bible this year, and so I found this, and it has just been such a blessing in my life, and I'm just so overwhelmed and amazed at how fast God has worked in my life and the amount of love that I feel from this whole community. So I'd just like to say thank you, and I'd like to thank God for kind of showing me and giving me all of you. I'm coming up on my last ever semester of college in a couple of days, and I'm already feeling pretty overwhelmed and stressed out about it. So if anyone wants to take a couple of seconds out of their day and just shoot a prayer up for me, that'd be very appreciated. Just thank you all.